Do you listen to talk radio?
Yes, I do.
Who do you listen to?
I listen to Mike Missinelli a lot. I love Howard Stern, you know, and I can do Oprah, you know.
What would you say if there was a show that was out there that was that claimed to be able to bridge the gap between Howard Stern and Oprah? Do you think it could be done?
Could it be done? Oprah's so, she's so professional, and Howard Stern lives in a unprofessional but professional as at the same time type of world.
If the host of the show looked like this, would you watch it?
I would completely
listen to it. Listen.
Definitely, you know, if she can have live webcam at the same time, why not, right? Jeez, look at all that hair. Some you just want to pull on.
Ladies and gents, next up is a hot little Southern Jew. She's funny. She's sexy. She's naked. Hell, she's my sugar. She's Lois Burak, and this is her story.
Welcome, everybody. I have my cameraman over here laughing hysterical because I told him that people want to see the boobs. You know, this is all about boobs tonight. So if when we finally get this episode edited and we get it up on YouTube, if you see the camera shaking, you'll know why. Anyway, good evening. For those of you who don't know, this is week two of the Lolo Show. We had a little bit of a rough start last week, our first show. But we have a great show tonight scheduled. We have comedian Bobby Z coming in later on. We have sitting in with us comedian Patrick Bean, a very young comedian. He's the baby in the studio this evening. He's only 23. And also, we have my co-host, Randy, who's actually on time this evening. So I'd like everybody to give him a big hand for being on time.
All right, Randy. Good job, brother.
You know what? I didn't point out that the electricity was out the first week, so cut me some slack, all right?
Is that why you were late? Because the electricity was
out? Well, I figured, you know, got to give him a little bit extra time to pay the bills. That's
no,
all.
I mean,
I'm happy to be on
fair,
time.
To be fair, this is a non-paying gig. For those of you who don't know, we hope soon that it will be a paying gig because we are just that fabulous that we're going to get hired and get a paycheck eventually. So to be fair, he does have an actual paying gig, and that's why he was late. And then, of course, there's Jesse.
Hello.
And Jesse is someone who I met in broadcasting school.
A couple years
and
ago.
And he's a blessing. He's handling the board. He's handling the sound effects. He's just, he does everything basically for us over here.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, he had some sad news. He told me some sad news this weekend. Jesse has pet ducks, and unfortunately, one of his ducks passed away this weekend.
Oh.
It was a vulture or what? Who?
No, I believe it was a coyote that got him. I live in the middle of nowhere. I have a lot of land, and I've seen packs of coyotes take down huge deer in my backyard. So I know.
Yeah,
I've
that's
got
not
a
good.
Bunch
so I'm my condolences go out to you. I'm very sorry. But you know, honestly, I'm a little neurotic, just a little. Not too much of a perfectionist, but thank you, Jesse. But I replayed the show, and naturally, I asked many of my friends to critique the show. But I replayed the show, and I listened to it over, and you know, one of the things that I feel that I have to correct is that I say actually too much. If we probably could play back the first show and do a count, a head count of how many times I say actually, God knows, I'm sure it's probably over 100. So I'm going to try to keep that under a minimum. But I mean, what I want to do this evening is read some of our feedback because, you know, I was really quite impressed and very happy you know, and there were a few complaints, so I want to address those.
Where did we get the feedback from? Was it mail or Facebook?
Everything, a little bit of everything, actually. Yeah. I received mail in my personal Facebook inbox. We received mail from my website. We received mail from, where else would we? Oh, just posts, Facebook posts. So they came, they were a little bit of everything. Let me see. Let's go into one. Show was really good. I heard the replay today. Here's a complaint. I listened as well this morning. Only thing I felt was really off regarded the sound effects and music being being panned to the right speaker. Boy, he really gets technical. I'm sure those sort of technical things will get sorted out with time. Now, honestly, that's something that we cannot control. That's out of our control. That is the way the studio is set up. And but I'm still thrilled with this setup, quite frankly. I mean, for those of you who don't know, we're on Market Street in Philadelphia. So we're centrally located, which is awesome for any guests, any of our in-studio guests. So, you know, I understand, you know, that there's technical issues, but please understand that this is something that's completely out of our control. So
nerd. Yeah, you're a nerd, whoever that was.
Okay. First time I heard the show, finally awesome. Max was something. Yes. Okay. Now Max
is crazy.
Max is a caller. An elderly Jewish man who, by the way, has a Twitter page now.
Does he really?
Yes, he's following me on Twitter. He's following me on Facebook. I'm being stalked by an elderly Jewish man. So.
I think you could text a jitterbug, but okay.
Yeah, I found him on Facebook, too. He's,
so anyone out there who wants to friend Max Klitsky, what a name.
He needs friends.
Yeah, apparently he does need friends, and maybe he'll stop stalking me. But yeah, Max was definitely, I think his phone call was definitely a highlight of this show. So, you know, Max, if you're listening, which I believe you are, because I was Twitter just about 3 minutes ago, hello, and enjoy the show. We're going to talk about boobies tonight, so I'm sure you'll like that. congrats on your first show. A star is born. You are awesome. That's very sweet. Lo, you are a true star. Great first show. Your biggest fan and proud to say I've known you from way back when, and you only get better and better in all you do. Keep it up. That's very sweet. I've got goosebumps. Good show, everybody. There was a really cool shout out to Randy. Uh-huh. Somebody said, Randy Tung and Michael Sean, my worlds are colliding. So that was really cool.
That was me. That was me.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. I'm on Howard's sleep schedule. They're referring to Howard Stern, of course. So I got to hear the replay, but I heard the beginning and I knew your voice already. Your tone is sexy and smooth, but there is no hiding that Philly accent. Laugh out loud. Good luck. I'm not actually trying to hide the Philly accent.
Hey, don't be ashamed of it.
No, I'm not. I mean, I do hide it when I do voiceover work, but I'm not trying to hide
it. Well, hear yourself.
You're exactly. Congratulations. Last night we heard the launch of another Philly radio legend. I really appreciate that. That's very sweet. Lois, your show was effing awesome. I'm not a big fan of talk radio, but I can listen to your show all day. Keep up the good work. Great show, Lois. Pillow humping. Ha, ha, ha. I'm listening. Yay. Wow, this is awesome. And Max is crazy. Now, obviously, he's referencing my masturbation technique from when I was younger.
Not with the Dawn doll.
Yeah, I zoned out for a little bit there. I heard pillow humping and I was looking at Lois. And
remember the pillow?
No, trust me, I remember.
That might have been before you showed. Okay.
No, I was here for
another one for Max. Someone thought that Joe Conklin was doing an impersonation, but no, Max is Max.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, like I said, follow him on Twitter or Facebook. You go, Lolo. Your dad would have been so proud of you. We'll get into this too. That was also one of the things that I feel that we missed on last week's show. I don't think we really got into enough of the background. You know, I feel that some people know, some people don't know, you know, what I'm doing, why I wanted to be on the radio, why I have a show, why I show my tits on the internet. So, you know, I think we'll be able to get into that a little bit later on. But a lot of the reason is this show is actually, for me personally, a tribute to my father, who was a Philadelphia broadcast pioneer back in the 60s. And he considered himself somewhat of a society's guardian at the time. And unfortunately, he was framed and he was taken off the air in Philly. Prior to that, he was taken off the air many times just because he was considered too controversial, and advertisers, much like Howard Stern, advertisers did not want to be a part of his show. So they basically fired him. But that's just a brief summary. So hearing that someone wishes me their best and tells me, you know, and sends a message that my dad would be proud, that makes me feel good. So I appreciate that. Let's see. I listened to about a half an hour. Well, that's not good. You sound very good, very comfortable. I hope they didn't fall asleep. I would listen to more, but I don't have unlimited internet. Okay, that's fair. Hopefully those folks over at Sirius will give you a show, and then I can listen to the whole show. God knows they have plenty of open real estate now that Howie's working less.
What the hell does not have unlimited internet?
Yeah,
I don't know. I tried to figure that one out myself.
Maybe they're at the library and it just closes.
That's possible.
I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay, yeah.
I thought that it was great. You all sounded very relaxed, interesting discussions, and of course some Clashing Plaid. So there's a fan of Clashing Plaid, right, who is our featured band last week. Every week, by the way, we will have a featured band. And this week we have Koof Knots,
yep.
And I'm starting to receive emails now from bands, so that's a real compliment too. I think, you know, that shows we have a nice little listenership out there, and they want to be heard on the Lolo show. So that's a nice little finally a voice to go with the pick. Not bad there, Lolo. You sounded great, had great control of the room, and the voice is definitely sexy. Just wanted to say have a good night there. Okay, you done good. What a mental picture you just painted in my head. I'm not really sure what he's referencing,
I'm
but it could have been
the
Dawn Doll. Oh, the pillow. See, I figured the Dawn Doll.
Is it
dolls.
From a guy?
Yes, it's from a fella. Yeah.
It's definitely pillow humping.
Pillow humping.
Yeah. Okay.
I love how it rolls off your tongue. Pillow humping.
You absolutely rocked on Wednesday. And then another complaint, actually, they said, I didn't let Al finish. I saved this one. Al Rosenberg was our in studio caller, and or not in studio, I'm sorry, he was our phone in caller. That'd be a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And Al Rosenberg, for those who don't know, is not only a very dear friend of mine and has become a mentor to me, he was also a writer for Howard Stern and IMIS, and does voiceover work, and as Jesse pointed out, he had some really great stories. And I personally, you know, I love constructive criticism, and I will definitely take it, but I feel that this person is wrong in his judgment, because I felt that with the amount of time that I had, that I did allow Al to speak. And I believe I don't want to put too much pressure on my guests where they feel that they have to carry the show. So I felt, and believe it or not, I asked Al for criticism. And that was one, he did not have that same criticism. If anything, you know, there were issues that I had, complaints I had with the show personally, and he gave me ways and solutions to correct the issues and the complaints that I had about myself. So
well, that's how you know you're too close
thing,
then, too.
Exactly. I mean, he's very honest with me. One thing that I do regret, though, that I wanted to ask Al, but we are going to have him in studio, by the way, because
I would hope so.
Yeah, he's awesome, and he's got a lot more great stories to tell, and he and I have a great rapport. But one of the things I really wanted to ask him is, he worked with IMIS, as we all know, and a lot of times on the Howard Stern show, Howard will reference that IMIS is a racist now, because he's been in his company when he's made racist remarks.
Right.
And I've had arguments with people where, you know, they're anti-Stern and they say, oh, I liked IMIS. And I said, well, you know, IMIS is a bigot, yada, yada, yada. And they you know, they argue, well, how do you know? Oh, just because he said nappy whatever hose. I don't even remember the quote.
Yeah. That would be nappy headed hose.
You remember? Thank
Randy
you for that
remembers.
Correction.
I did not forget.
So, you know, that was something I really, you know, I wanted to know from Al personally whether or not he actually heard anything.
Like firsthand witnessed
right,
it?
the way Howard did, because Howard and Robin tell stories about how they witnessed it firsthand. So... so that was pretty much, you know, most of our feedback, which, you know, I really appreciate and I love, I loved getting. So, you know, what we're going to do next is we're going to take a break in a few minutes. And I want to mention also, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to introduce Patrick right now, actually. Because Patrick Bean, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jesse, what?
No,
that's okay. All right. Do you want to go to a commercial?
We can go to a commercial.
Okay, you know what? But before we go to a commercial, what we have coming up tonight is we're going to discuss nipple. Because I've decided to show nipple on my website.
I thought you meant here in the studio tonight.
No.
I was like, sweet.
No.
Digging work today.
So we're discussing that. Like, why is everyone so uptight with nipple? We have Confessio Fetish later on. This is a bit that we introduced last week.
Do we have a confession this week?
Yes, we have two confessions. We would have had three confessions, but there was a mishap with my email with my website.
Confessions.
Probably too many people logging on to see those nipple pictures. I don't know. But what else will we do this evening? We're going to read mail. And we're going to talk to Bobby Z a little bit later on. He just got back from Amsterdam. So,
nice.
I think there was a few other things. Bear with me, folks. I'm taking my time this time. We did mention in the news. We have some really, really funny news stories that we want to share. Definitely don't come to the Lolo show for all news.
Yeah, you know, what's really important.
Exactly, because we're not doing any of
not
that.
Not even the weather report.
Like. Yeah, no, we're not doing the weather. It is rather humid out, though, and it's not really a hair day.
Hey, but, we got AC on, so it's good today.
But, Randy, this is right. How are you feeling anyway? Because you chipped a bone. Didn't you?
I chipped a bone in my knee walking my big American bulldog. He didn't pull me, though. I fell. I chipped a bone. I was like, what? 2 weeks ago now.
Okay.
I'm recovered. I'm recovered.
Good. I saw a reference on your Facebook page that somebody said they saw your dog walking you.
I know. He doesn't pull, though. He's a good doggy. And,
I've seen pictures. He's very, very sweet. Just keep him out of Jesse's yard.
With the ducks? Well, Jesse's got packs of coyotes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm afraid for him.
Welcome to Pennsylvania, folks.
But I'm actually a little tired tonight, though, because I had a really, really long day. Earlier today, I'm a member of the Broadcast Pioneers of Philadelphia. And for those of you who don't know that organization, it's a great little organization that... they have scholarships and they have luncheons. And anyway, you can Google them and find more about them. But I'm a member, and there's one of the men who run the organization is Jerry Wilkinson. He's been very, very kind to me, trying to find some of my father's tapes, and he's just got great stories to share with me. So anyway, I was a guest of Mr. Michael Nice, who, for those of you who don't know, is the producer of Dancing on Air, which they're bringing back Dancing on Air. I can't wait. And I was fortunate enough to be in the room with, surprisingly, I had a name tag on. So there were many of the old-timers that were coming up to me. Are you Marvin Burak's daughter? And, you know, that was really exciting for me. And, at one point I think I said, I could be his son in drag, but that's another story. But, you know, I had a great time because I sat next to a man who was actually... I sat next to a man who was the fellow that recorded my father's shows when he worked in Philadelphia on a station called WXUR. And he told me something very, very interesting. If we have time, we could probably get into a little bit of the background now. Do we have time, Jesse?
Yeah, we got a little bit of time left.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sitting next to this man, and he's telling me he used to record the shows. And because I told him, you know, I don't have any of my father's tapes. He kept every single one. But unfortunately, you know, my mother at one point gave them away to a radio broadcaster here in Philadelphia, Irv Homer. So, and they went missing thereafter. But, so he says to me, yeah, he said, I couldn't figure out, every week the district attorney's office would come by and ask for a copy of your father's show.
Wow.
So, you know, that was like...
What was that like growing up with your dad, like, and hearing that now, or even do you remember at that time?
There are a lot of episodes that I remember.
And, oh,
that
yeah.
I grew up basically in the court systems. I mean, I grew up... I think one time I heard my dad describe me as his secret weapon, myself and my brother, because we were just so damn cute as little kids. We were really adorable. And we just sat, you know... first of all, we went everywhere with my parents. And even though I had what I describe as a dysfunctional upbringing, it was very disciplined. And I know people are probably like, how is that? Yeah. But my dad, you know, and I think he got a bad rap. And again, this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this show. And one of the reasons why I love, you know, what you stand for in your act, if you don't mind telling people.
Basically, all I do, and it was along the same line, I tell my story and I try to relate the truth to everybody. We all have certain truths. Every joke I write basically falls under the category of I was scared, I was afraid, I was annoyed, mm-hmm. I was happy, I was sad, mm-hmm. I was unsure of myself. Because mm-hmm. those are feelings that we all have. So I could take it from me being a kid, you know, born in the sure. West Indies, and I don't care if you're an 80-year-old woman.
Do you have your green card?
Absolutely.
Still, just want to make sure.
I still
we don't need
that.
Anybody busting in here.
I talk about that. I have my green card. I'm still. It's a permanent resident alien card.
Good.
That's all. But I'm good. But that's all I try to do is just relate to those and then give examples of my life.
Right.
I think that's how you make that connection to people.
Yeah, and I think also one of the things you had said in one of our first meetings was a lot of your comedy will touch on, you know, the bullshit, the perceptions that people have.
Oh, yeah,
and that's really, really important to me. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, whether I'm defending Howard Stern or whether I'm defending my father, I mean, that happened in my life because, you know, my father was more or less persecuted for a person that he really wasn't. I mean, if people knew my dad, and I can go into this later too, the relationship between my mother and father. You know, as a child, you know, people will ask me, well, do you blame your mother? And absolutely not. I mean, you know, the way I look at it, for those of you who don't know, my father was killed. My mother, you know, unfortunately, there was a all-night dispute. My mother shot my father, and I took a bullet.
Yeah, you got shot.
Yeah, but thank you. I was 16. I think it was like 83. I'm so bad with math. Oh, so I'm 46 now. So I don't know. You figure it out.
Drop the record. you just gotta drop it when it's ready. Like I got shot Tuesday, Wednesday. You should have jumped on with Sugar Hill Gang. Get off. Hip hop.
Well,
nothing.
Yeah, it was
bang,
the 80s.
Bang.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have been the first one, Lo.
But I mean, it was splattered all over every newspaper in Philadelphia, and this is kind of sort of my redemption because you know, here I was a 16-year-old kid, not for nothing, but I'm laying in the hospital. I just seen my father shot. You know, obviously that's a traumatic experience. And all over the newspaper are just bullshit lies.
And then you're
just
shot too,
to sell
right?
paper. Yeah. Just to sell papers, you know. And the reporters took gossip from the neighbors and neighborhood. And, you know, my mother was a burlesque dancer. And at the time she was dancing because she had to go back to work. That's right. She had to go back to work. You know, because we needed the money, you know, so, you know, my father got a raw deal basically. And I believe my father died long before he was shot. Yeah. And you know what? There are plenty of people alive and since gone that have the blood on their hands. And I'm not, you know, here to trudge out skeletons and point fingers. If anybody wants to know any of my history, they can go on my blog through my website. I have some things posted, some articles that I found and, you know, I scanned and I cut and pasted into the blog just to give some people some background.
Did you were shot? I mean, did that? I'm sure it hurt getting shot, but I mean,
it actually
did you have
doesn't
to go into shock right
doesn't?
Away.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. When you first get shot, you know you're shot, and I know it's just not me because I've discussed this with other people.
You know,
were you
people
standing? Or
I
were
was
you
standing
when you got hit.
I had actually run down from. I ran down the steps. My parents were fighting, arguing, I should say. And you have to understand something. I mean, you know, this is all about perception too. I mean, as a child growing up, I was not blind to the fighting and the issues that my father and my mother had. I was not blind to that. But you also have to know that I saw a relationship between my two parents that was so tight that I mean, you know, she was by him every second. They were a team. And this is what I look for in a relationship, which, good luck, I can't find. And they were just so bonded. I mean, I was able to say, okay, yeah, there were many nights I cried myself to sleep and wished my father dead because, you know, he never hit us. He prided himself on the fact that he never hit us. But, you know, obviously when you're disciplined, there were things that, you know, I wasn't too fond of. But,
waterboarding, maybe?
What? I'm sorry?
You made it sound like he waterboarded.
Well,
he wouldn't hit
as
us,
a child, you know, when your tight little jeans that you, like, scraped money together to buy are being ripped up in front of you or your records are being smacked. This is what he did. No, he wasn't overprotective at all. I never felt physical fear of my father, but I can't say that my mother perceived the same way. So at that point in time, I'm sure, I can't speak for her, but I can only make, you know, kind of an observation. At that point in time, I'm sure she was very frightened. You know, but I saw my father deteriorate over the years, and that's why I say he died long before he was actually shot, because I saw a man that people looked up to and people came for help, and they really respected him. He was very well respected, and he just deteriorated. And I always say, and this, because I addressed a little bit of that, just tiny bit in last week's show, like, people will have accused me of trying to use what has been what I inherited, the word tragedy, to describe it, and I don't even like using that word, but like I said, somebody more or less said use the word tragedy, but they've accused me of trying to sensationalize it, and it's funny because when I tell the story, that seems to be what everybody jumps to. Oh my God, your mother shot your father and you saw, you know. But the real story, and this is one of the reasons why I respect and admire Stern so much, and the real story is what he went through and the challenges as a broadcaster and what it was like growing up in an atmosphere where, I mean, I had the Jewish Defense League coming to the house because they were there to protect us. The Black Panthers came to protect us. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the gun was in the house, because, you know, my father was a civil rights activist, and unfortunately during the 60s, you know, we had a police commissioner, his name was Frank Frizzo, who was very widely known as someone who would, you know, line African Americans up and basically... we've got 2 minutes to go. Okay, thanks. So anyway, he was notorious for... discrimination and arresting, you get the point, obviously. And, you know, my dad spoke about this on the radio, and, you know, so you can imagine in that environment in the 1960s when he spoke about this, and, you know, we were firebombed, we were cherry bombed, my dogs were poisoned. I mean, every window in the house was broken. I was taunted, you know. And then later, when people found out that my mother was dancing, I was taunted for that. And then my brother was taunted, obviously, for being gay. Oh, so this is one of the reasons why it's very important for me to create balance in society. Or, you know, I'm not Oprah. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not, you know,
she doesn't do it either.
The goddess like she is.
All you can do is try.
But that's I figure if someone can hear what I've been through and you know, and whatever they're going through, whether it's not as bad or whether it's worse, you know, they can more or less, you know, take what I've been through and what I've been able to do with my life, because God knows there are a lot of people that would have thought that I would be under the L with Daisy Dukes and torn fishnets
doing
and giving blowjobs.
Oh, you went right to it. I thought you were going to skirt it for
no,
a second.
No, skirt why? Come on, we're on internet radio here. Right. We don't have to skirt anything.
I feel like the theme to the good time should have been playing while you were talking.
Do you have
I do.
The Panthers, like little Michael just stole some.
But so anyway, we're going to introduce, when we get back, we're going to introduce Patrick Bean, and because he's been sitting here probably busting, wanting to join in on the conversation. We have a lot. One of the things I'm really excited about, for those Stern fans who are listening, little Mikey wrote me a song. parody. You don't know how excited I am for that. So when we come back, we'll hear that. We'll talk to Patrick, and you know, we've got a lot of stuff, a lot of great stuff coming up. So
just looking out of the window, watching us.
Have you been injured at work, and you just don't know what to do? You're stuck in bed, flat on your back. You need that special attention that a large firm just can't give you. Call the law offices of Christopher J. Frelick at 610-693-5520. That's 610-693-5520. Serving Western Berks County, home and hospital visits are available. Get the compensation you deserve. No fee until you win. That's the law offices of Christopher J. Frelick at 610-693-5520.
It was a cold day in September when I walked in on my wife and my horse a-fornicating. There's a lot of things an old cowpoke like me can stand, but this was just too much. Now, I never loved my wife, so I was fine with tossing her body in the creek out back. But I loved that horse and knew that he deserved the best. That's why I dragged this carcass down to Bubba's Fine Wine and Glue Factory.
At Bubba's Fine Wine and Glue Factory, you can sip on the finest wines made from Concord grapes and Valvoline's top line antifreeze while you watch as your trusted steed is grinded into the most potent glue known to man. Life is too short. We at Bubba's believe that just because life ends, that doesn't mean you still can't stick together.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Michael Shaw, the Takeover Legend, a.k.a. Mr. 2011, a.k.a. Mr. Funny Man, a.k.a. you don't know me, Google me, a.k.a. why the fuck do I have so many a.k.a.s? Okay, I'm letting you know, the Lolo Show, that's who I rock with, that's who I support, on VaultRadio.com. The internet blast off is now taking off. Do you understand? It's the evolution to a revolution. I talk a lot, but I represent this woman fully. She's funny, hilarious. She does not care what you think. All she cares about is the check. All right, I'm talking too much. Maybe she cares about more than that. Maybe she has morals. I don't know. I just know she's funny, and this show needs to be watched and listened to and everything. It's taking over the world. Hopefully I'll be a part of it if I get my check. And we go.
Now, Stinky, don't you know that internet radio will rot your mind? Oh, Pisharen, it's the Lolo Show, and it's the best thing on Volta Radio. Oh, joy, she's so beautiful, Ren, joy of joys of joy. Stinky, you are an idiot.
I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and I'm thinking I want to start my own church. Go with me on this one, the Church of New Jersey. All gospel songs will be by Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi. Okay? Instead of a communion wafer, pork roll, egg, and cheese. Instead of communion wine, Wawa coffee. We're going to base this thing at my house because I don't want to pay taxes. That's another thing. Okay? And we're going to have a sign of the cross, too, right? Like all good religions, or at least the Christians and their weirdness, we're going to have a sign of the cross. All right? And like over a mantle, like in a fireplace in my house, we're going to have a picture of Bon Jovi. But he's the Jesus of our religion, if you will. Because above him is going to be a picture of Springsteen, and the sign of the cross is going to go, the boss, the cowboy, born to run, dead or alive.
Hey, welcome back. That clip was of our in-studio guest. That's Patrick Bean. Welcome, Patrick, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice to be here. Thank you.
So what did you think so far of the beginning? Give us your critique.
I enjoy it. I think this is a lot of fun. I think you're definitely on the right track compared to the radio that I've heard. So.
Oh, thank you. Now, internet radio are you referring to? Or
a little bit of both. I mean, I'm a big Opie and Anthony fan, I'll admit, and also Conti and Kenny.
Okay.
Some friends of mine have been on their show, and I think those are two really good shows, and I think this is, you know, up there as well.
Wow, so. Thank you. I have to mention that Patrick will be opening for one of my favorite comedy duos. And he's like, and that would be Otto and George. And boy, that George. I'm telling you, here's what I want to know. Is he battery operated?
No. I don't believe so. I think he's all natural.
Maybe we can change that.
Lie to me, George. Lie to me.
So tell me a little bit about the gig that you're going to be doing. I think you were just interviewed by Otto. Otto, right?
Otto and George, yeah. It's Otto and George. They're actually getting their own talk show. It's basically like a late night talk show mixed with a Gong Show type.
Oh,
format.
I love the Gong Show. Yeah. Good old Chuck Barris. I love him.
It's formatted like that. The little studio is set up like it's Otto's and George's apartment. Chips Cooney comes in every once in a while as like the landlord.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. And so I went on and got to do stand up just like you would on any other late night talk show, and then got invited onto the couch where I was sitting next to Big A from Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez, and got interviewed by Otto and George, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
On the couch, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Is like that the casting couch there, or anything happen?
Since I was sitting with Big A, I certainly hope not.
You know, I have
I don't remember anything, so I don't know what they put in my water.
See, you might have been roofies, you never know.
Oh, man.
Did you check your underpants? No, I'm sorry.
Wow.
They were on backwards. Oh, no!
Randy's like, whoa.
What are you doing that to him?
I have a little Chuck Barris story. When my brother, you know, as I said, my brother is a gay American. Isn't that what the politically correct...
Is that right?
Is that the politically correct way? Look, I'm trying... Why the hell I'm trying to be politically correct? Fuck it. He's gay. Anyway.
It didn't matter if he was American.
Right. Well, I don't know. Don't they have to put... To make it politically correct, don't they have to put American on the end of everything? No? Okay, well, fuck it.
So he's a gay
American? Yeah, right. I've heard people... I'm a proud gay American. Didn't somebody say that? What's his name? The senator or so? Who the hell was it that came out?
So I know.
Wasn't that his quote? A proud gay man. So yeah. So somehow or other, that's in my head. I don't know. But anyway, so he had a terrible crush on Chuck Barris growing up. So of course, you know, he was in the closet at the time, and he had to live vicariously through me. So I became the president of the Chuck Barris fan club, so that he could write
Chuck
Barris.
Your brother was just egging you on. Nice.
But Chucky was kind of cute. Anyway, so what network will this be seen on?
It's actually going to be on like an internet TV hybrid station, BashboxTV.com.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
What is it?
BashboxTV, all one word, .com.
Okay.
Awesome. Is that going to be streamed, or like when can people catch it?
Not streamed. They haven't come up with a full air date. I try to get a hold of them. They're still working out the last kinks on that. They said my episode that I filmed yesterday will be in about 4 or 5 weeks. So I imagine it'll be coming up short, like soon, because they filmed a few episodes
before.
I'm
really excited. I'm definitely going to watch it. I saw Otto and George at some comedy club up in, I don't know, somewhere by my house. And he was with Colin Quinn, who I think is hysterical.
Yes.
The only thing with Colin is it's difficult to really understand him sometimes because he talks
so low.
Yeah. But really funny. I mean, I was straining to hear him, but other than that. But yeah, and I remember I was on a first date. It was right after I became single. I met the dude on MySpace. Yeah.
That was cool.
Was right. I thought that was like, I was like 42 or something, I don't know, and I just became single and I changed my status. All of a sudden I'm getting dates. I'm like, well, this is good. Okay. I thought I hit the jackpot.
From MySpace?
What?
This is from MySpace?
MySpace. Yeah, because I had a salon, the salon site. I had a salon MySpace page,
right,
or whatever. So
for a time MySpace was, you know, it, and then Facebook just built and
a lot of bands
it.
got their start. Mm-hmm. But so I'm on this date. And he's a younger dude, and it was going really well. I don't really drink. All it takes is really two drinks, and I was enjoying myself. And I'll tell you, George is the puppet, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Everybody thinks it's backwards because Otto isn't a
Otto
common
is
name.
Such a, right.
Yeah.
Is that his real name, by the way?
It is his real name, okay. Otto, yes.
I don't know who the hell would name your kid Otto, but is it short for, well, Otto Preminger, but nobody would know that reference. Anyway, he was a famous director. I'm watching. First of all, I love ventriloquist sax. I just love, and I'm sitting there, and this George, this little puppet, keeps saying vagina, vagina, vagina. I don't know why. I was in tears. I found that incredibly amusing. So I'm really hoping that one day he will grace us with his presence and the little guy can sit on my lap, because that would really give me a thrill.
Yeah.
did this guy get lucky on your date? The guy you were with?
Absolutely not. Now,
I mean, he's got to be thinking you hit the jack. I'm asking.
You should know from our conversation. I know you were late and all, but you know, it took a little while for you to catch up. But you should know from our last show that I'm not an easy gal. You know, I've saved sex, and that would be through sexting.
I would not imply. I'm just asking the questions that people might want to know. I'm just asking the questions okay. people might want to know.
Yeah, actually, there I go. We are still friendly. No. Although he kind of he got a girlfriend for a little while, and he untagged all our photos. That really fucking sucks.
Okay, so let me set the scene here. So this guy, he's younger than you, right?
Yeah, he was 30-something.
He was 30-something, so he meets an older woman who owns a salon.
Right.
Who's recently single, right. Who's at a comedy show laughing her ass off about vagina.
No, he was very respectable. But see, he was a Stern fan, so he got it.
Okay.
See, that's what was so cool.
He splattered his window on the way home.
Maybe. That may be, but it wasn't on me. It wasn't like the guy who shoved my head in his lap.
Whoa.
You missed that too.
Yeah, aggressive.
But anyway, you know. But do we have that Michael Shawn? That still makes God bless him, Michael Shawn from last week. It's shoot it in your 4G.
Shoot it in your 4G.
That still makes me. That kills me. I said you have to turn that into a drop because I as a matter of fact,
shoot it in your 4G.
I think he's got the gig on Power 99. So if he does, I wish him all the best because he's awesome. Freaking awesome. Yeah, I love him. But anyway, back to Patrick. So what I wanted to do, Patrick, who's sweating over there.
It is warm in here to me. I don't know.
Unfortunately. I'm getting a phone call. What is it with these people who call me up during the show? Randy, you're guilty of that. You did that to me. I'm in the middle of having a conversation with Al Rosenberg, and you hear, beep, click, click.
Oh, sorry.
Beep, click, click. I'm like, who's calling me?
I just wanted you to know I was going to be late. I mean, pardon me.
After you were 20 minutes late, you want to know I would be late?
You were calling from the green room. I guess to see if it was okay to come in.
Well, yeah.
That's where we heard you. Okay.
So anyway, so the clip that we heard, Patrick, you do a bit about the Church of New Jersey,
yes.
Which is very interesting because I'm mm-hmm. wondering if the situation is, you know, one of the altar boys.
It's a nice twist, but no, like them. So
I don't blame you.
I have more about hating them.
It's it's interesting that people are really concerned about me showing nipple on the internet, yet a little drunken troll is, wandering around becoming famous for just being drunk and obnoxious. So, that always amazes me. But anyway, what I wanted to suggest, because I really, really feel terrible that Jesse lost his beloved duck.
Yes.
I was really hoping that you can offer us a prayer. Maybe we can all bow our heads in silence, and then you can offer us a prayer.
Okay, we can try this. We can do this.
Do you have any music for this, Jesse, by any chance?
Oh boy,
maybe our sad music.
We got something for it, I'm sure. Oh, ducks are still going through.
That's fine. It's to honor their memory. It's fine.
A second there, I thought we were in the Burbs.
It sounds like Hitchcock. This is
not.
It's a demented duck. Look the fuck out.
They should combine Angry Birds with Hitchcock's Birds. That would be the greatest game ever. Side note, all right.
Hitch duck.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, are we ready?
Yeah,
are we praying
we're
now?
Waiting for you.
That's a holy moment, dude. It's a holy moment.
This is my first time leading a sermon. I'm sorry.
You got to get holy.
Okay. Okay. Everyone bow your heads.
Should Bon Jovi... we should have Bon Jovi music here.
We could do that. Or Bruce.
Yeah, or Bruce.
We'll wait then.
Okay, bow our heads.
Shh, quiet. Everybody quiet. Let's wait for the Bruce.
Okay. I don't know. He can't find Bruce.
No, you just got to go, man. It's holy.
Okay. We're just rolling with it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just roll with it. Okay. Dear Bruce, first, we thank you for the pork roll, egg and cheese, and Wawa coffee you offer us each and every morning.
Amen.
For our breakfast. Oh, we're not done, but okay, yes, amen.
I'm used to Baptist church.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure, why not? Say amen at the end. Okay. So, we wish to welcome one of the ducks up into heaven. Also known as Atlantic City. We hope that he finds peace there. And we hope he... Oh, what song is this? just heard a song change. I have ADD right now.
Sorry, Bruce.
Oh, okay, good, good. I like it. Okay. So we hope he wins at roulette in AC. Hopefully he won't find himself in Asbury or Camden after dark. May Bon Jovi guide him. May the highest power, Frank Sinatra, lead him onward and onward. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Do we get an applause for that?
Oh, thank you. Thank
God bless you, Mr. Quackers.
Yes, wherever you are.
Was that his name, Mr. Quackers?
Mr. Quackers.
What are your duck's names?
Yeah.
We got Mr. Quackers, then we got Peepers.
Peepers.
Then we got the Limper. The Limper.
The Limper.
Then we got the brown one and the black one.
What the hell
happened? That's their names? The brown one?
Got lazy as they went along.
Hell yeah, really?
So lame.
He must have been high that day. I must say, Jesse also bakes.
I love cooking.
Bakes. And so, hint, hint. You can't see a wink on the radio.
Oh, wait, are you trying to
he
say
started
something?
Off so yeah. Respectful, and then he got really racist. He was like, that's Mr. Peepers. This was the black one.
Yep,
that's the brown one. I don't know about
it. I only got a limp.
I wish you could see Randy's face.
You went to the south side of the pond, Mr. Brown one.
The first one was cute, and then it just went downhill.
Yeah,
that's the brown one. That one's just a bitch.
Well, I honestly didn't think they were going to last as long as they did. I thought got a while ago.
Wow.
That one's got one eye and one wing. We call him Lucky.
Yeah, right?
I think there's like probably like six blacks and six browns. This is a rotating cycle of ducks.
It's different gangs. It's like the Jets and the Sharks.
Well, the funny thing was, I started off with just two of them, the two Peking ducks, which are big white ducks.
Right.
And you gave those and proper names,
then,
though, right?
Right.
Of course you did.
Of course.
The big white ducks.
I see how it
the
is.
The big white ducks got called
then
Mister.
The other three showed up, the two brown ones and the black one, and the two white ones attacked the hell out of them.
Oh, there you go.
I got video.
You have video.
I got video of it.
Oh, wow.
I'm throwing beef jerky all over your yard. Coyotes are coming back.
All right, children. Do I have to get that? We have to read the mail. We have to move this along because we have Bobby Z coming in 15 minutes. So we have to get to the mail. I believe we have. Don't we have a mail bumper?
I got mail. Whoa, whoa, mail. Yay! Whoa, whoa, mail.
Play it again.
Bread makes me poop.
Bread makes me poop, too.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, I love that.
That's our new bumper.
Yeah, right. I love our mail bumper.
You got mail. I got mail. Whoa, whoa, mail. Yay! Whoa, whoa, mail. Bread makes me poop.
The lovely special Ed, who, if those of you don't know, Jim Florentine.
Crank Yankers.
Yes. Yeah, I love Mr. Jim. I have a little story about Jim Florentine, but we'll save that for another night. And I definitely wanted to give him a shout out because he's a mensch, as they say in Yiddish.
A good guy.
Let's put it this way. I was at a vulnerable time in my life when I met him, and he could have basically taken advantage of me, and he was always a perfect gentleman, and I just adore him for that.
Florentine?
So, yes, Jim Florentine. So, if you can, follow him on Twitter, keep up with what he's doing with his show on VH1. It's all awesome. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so let's get to the mail. This one's kind of boring. I don't know. It's only boring because of the direction I shouldn't say it's boring. I mean, it's something we probably have to cover. I think you mentioned it's about my salon. What lessons did you learn from owning your own business, and what things most surprised you about being a business owner? Don't look at my notes. You're supposed to be focusing on the cleavage. Look, hey. Do I have to discuss angles with you again? The feet and the cleavage. Those are the money makers.
I'm the feet.
Okay, that's true. Anyway, basically I learned strategy. You know, it's, believe it or not, you know, it wasn't your typical roller set type of salon. It's very difficult to stroke the underdeveloped, fragile ego of a hairdresser. You know, and create a balance between that and, you know, a potentially disgruntled client. You know, a lot of times, a lot of the stylists that would come to visit me, they didn't understand that the client, you know, is basically who's paying our bills. And if you have a cancer within your salon or within your business, any business, I highly recommend fire them immediately. This is something I did not do, and I was always a peacemaker in trying to resolve
it. Was there a lot of gossip?
what do you think? It just, yes, I just, you know what, here's what happened. There's a lack of loyalty. You know, when I opened up a business, a lot of the reason I opened, obviously to make a living, but one of the reasons I opened was to create jobs for people. That's what, I mean, it just, it doesn't sound like I'm trying to pat myself on the back, but that was really, I mean, to me, that was something to be proud of. And somewhere along the line over the years, and even my manager of 15 years, who's a very dear, she's like a surrogate mother to me, she can even attest to this, that somewhere along the line, something shifted, and it was the employee, it was all about, you know, I'm doing you the favor. I showed up here for work because I'm doing you the favor.
Well,
hairdressers, believe it or not, do make a lot. A lot of people don't realize
that. You should have figured out how to take some of that.
But yeah, we get all the shit as an owner, because a lot of people will come in and, you know, their perception is that I'm the almighty boss that's being the asshole. And in reality, it's, you know, the other way. But I mean, truthfully, I got so close to these girls over the years. And that's one of the reasons why I just had to give it up, because it was just, it when you bond with somebody and you feel like that they're family, and then all of a sudden they just turn on you. Like I said, there's no
salons were like the first Twitter. You could get all your emotions out in 140 characters.
That bitch, my hair's fucked up.
I mean, we didn't have too much of that going on, thankfully. But I mean, you know, a lot of times the girls forget when they first came in, they knew nothing, they had no clients. And you know, when I first opened the salon, I was a partnership with my brother, and we really busted our asses, and we made a very six for 20. 5 years. That's, I had a very, very successful salon. I'm trying to sell it to anybody. JudyNorman.com. It's a realtor contact her. It's a great place. Anyway, you know, I never took clients for granted. I understood that I was there to serve. And I mean, that's the way I feel about the radio show. To me, having a radio show is like opening a new business. But my clients now are an audience. And that's why, you know, we stay up till late at night, and we really are working hard to bring quality internet radio to you folks. So I hope you're enjoying it. Okay, other one. Here's an easy question. Which hand do you use? Now, I'm going to assume, knowing my followers, that they're referring to masturbation. And I use both. You okay? I actually use both, because I have the cell phone in one hand and I have my vibrator in the other hand. So, you know, I don't know. Where else can I go with that?
I thought you were talking about the craps table, maybe.
No, I don't gamble. Well, I guess this is a gamble. But no. Okay, here's my question for you, Lolo. Should women be given the same hell yeah, way to go status by sleeping with a lot of men?
Yes.
The same way men do when they sleep with a lot of women. Is it fair for women to be looked at having a black book full of guys they slept with? Why, Lolo? I've never understood this. Ugh, this upsets me. Respect. Horny in Austin.
Is that a woman?
No, this is a man.
Yeah.
So this is what, you know, people would probably listen to this show and assume that I sleep around, and I actually don't. And that's one of the things that I could probably even touch on later when we bring Bobby in, is that, you know, I did a commercial for an essential arousal oil. I don't think it'll ever air. It was more like a testimonial. I'm sorry?
What was the name of the oil?
Azestra. And there's a long story behind that. And anyway, what I was most intrigued about it was that they were having trouble getting airtime on network television because of the nature of the product. So to me, what my testimonial was this is a great product, because, you know, the way society views women is you're either Virgin Mary or you're a slut.
Yeah.
And for me, why can't you be in between? You know, so I think that there is definitely a double standard there. I mean, don't you? What do you all think?
I think my essential erotic oil for a woman is Crisco. Like, get your ass in the kitchen and
fry. That's it. You know, honestly, truthfully,
essential erotic.
That's funny you should say that. That's
don't
funny.
Cook something. That's hot.
Funny you should say that, because I get so horny anymore nowadays that I really could probably just use canola oil. Honestly,
hottest oil ever.
Patrick, you're the youngest of the group here.
Yes,
you're
I am.
23. What do you have to say about
whack,
this?
You whack it the most.
Because I have the energy. You know what? As long as you keep it nice and maintained and don't let it, you know, go to crap, okay, sure. Don't get diseases and, you know, maintain.
Okay, so we're talking about landscaping versus being a hoe. I don't
know. No, he means like strapping up. Make sure you're taking care of it.
Right.
Being responsible.
So if you met somebody that you knew was sleeping around, It would not bother you as long as she was full of disease or free of disease.
She was full of diseases. Full yes, there'd be an issue. No, yeah, as long as, you know, be responsible, I suppose. Safe sex, PSA, okay. Right there, yeah.
Okay, all right. Next question. Exactly. Every smart, sexy woman needs a GBF. That's a gay best friend, for those who don't know. But choosing one isn't like picking up a loaf of bread. Bread makes me poop. You've got it to be selective, and he's got to be the right fit for you. So what do you think of a GBF? I would say this is for me personally. It's true. This goes true for any friend that I have. Loyalty is really important. You know, I hope that they know how to apply eyelashes because, you know, I'm wearing eyelashes these days. But other than that, just like loyalty and, you know, that's all. Loyalty is like very important to me.
Should be an American.
How about you? Does anybody here as a male have a gay best friend?
No.
One of my best friends in the world is gay. I've known him since
so what do
grade.
You look for in a gay best friend? That's the question.
How we,
there you go.
I didn't look for him. We were friends, and then years later, he told me he was gay,
well,
and
what,
we didn't stop being friends.
What does he have that you appreciate?
Well, when we very first met, I went to a high school in Whitehall, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And we were like one of like six black students in the uh-huh. whole entire school. Uh-huh. So that's what we had in common.
Awesome.
Right off the bat.
Black like, gay man, that's yeah. tough.
You know, he's biracial too.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah,
so, but you know, that counts.
But he's not bisexual.
Not that I know of.
Now, I just wanted to say,
so
I know
not,
this is kind
that's of. That's the thing to me. Like, that's a weird question to say looking for. I don't think you should look for friends. You
agreed.
You just find them.
Yeah, you find right. friends. Okay. You never. If you look
Facebook.
For friends,
Yay,
you always.
For
I think you end up with the wrong people. If you look for
that's,
friends,
you're right.
That's a good point.
You're true.
Yeah,
no, and I just want to bring this up real quick because this man disgusts me. I know it's old news, but this Keith Abelow, the psychiatrist. You know, he made mention about Chaz on Dancing with the Stars. He said that she's a bad example, and that children are going to see her on Dancing with Stars, and they're going to want to all lop off their breasts and get sex change. First of all, this is a disgrace. Number one, because if he is a psychologist, I, with my brother being gay, I personally knew and know. Transgender, and anyone who knows or a doctor should know, a psychiatrist, you need years and years. You have to, you know, most of them walk around as, whether it's a male transitioning to female, they walk around in that gender, as that gender, for years before they even get a sex change. So he is way off base here. I personally just think that he's out to sell books. And quite frankly, I don't know who really gives a shit about a book about, let's get into the mind of Casey Anthony at this point. I think we all got into her mind. That's a book that he's, I shouldn't even mention it because God knows I don't want to help him sell it.
No.
But I mean, if he wants to, you know, make a big stir, I think he should really be upset over Mattel because Ken has been missing his junk and not anatomically correct for what, the last 50 years?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there because I hate the man and he's a disgrace to his profession. Okay. On that note, okay. Yeah, this is a good one. How much time do we have? Oh, shit. You know what? I'm going to save this one for, you know, when we bring Bobby in because this is a really good. This one actually comes from a fellow comedian. I'm not a fellow comedian, and Bobby might even know him. I'm not going to mention his name, but this one, I really like this one. So first we're going to go to commercial, but again, we're going to bring in Bobby Z, and we're also, going to play, which I'm so excited. You don't know how this just made me so happy that little Mikey, from the Howard Stern show wrote me a parody. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's little Mikey SP because he's awesome. And I can't wait to hear that. I don't know if that's coming up in the next commercial break, but we'll listen for that. And I know we have a lot of good stuff planned. We have the fetish and
are we done with Patrick? Are we keeping him around?
No,
we...
Patrick's staying.
Yay!
We kidnapped Pat. Yay! Bread makes me poop. I love that. I love that Florentine. God knows. Oh, I wish I could have married him. God damn it.
Oh, you should have.
I know, man. Anyway, on that note, let's get to a commercial and we will be right back. I take offense to people who accuse me of being a fanatic or obsessed with Howard Stern. I understand he's the rock star of talk radio, but if I had an equal admiration and respect for Barbara Walters or, let's say, Oprah, no one would even bat an eyelash. I didn't enter the broadcast arena to backsell music, read the news, or forecast the weather. I did it so that I could be an honest talk radio personality like my father and the king of all media, Howard Stern.
At the wrong scene.
Sorry.
Cut.
Welcome to darkbrain.com, a bold experiment in web comics. Only here will you find web comics with amazing art, original music, and voiceover narration.
With Bobby C. And I just want to real quickly tell Bobby again, thank you for helping us out with our breast cancer vaudeville show that we had. And welcome to Lolo Show.
Thank you very much. It's been great. I've been listening to it on my smartphone. Been fun so far. I do have a few corrections, though.
Okay.
Well, first, the gay American was Jim McGreevy. He was the governor of New Jersey.
There you go. Governor. I said senator, yeah. Right? See, I don't do politics. I go both ways when it comes to politics.
Hey. Hey. Hi-oh. Hey. Waka waka.
Nice. And you, if you were 16 and you'd say you already gave your age out, right?
So I don't know. 46. I'm proud of it. I don't.
So that meant that it was 1981.
Oh, let's look at him. He's our we're going to have to hire him as a research because we can't pay anything.
Nice. Shaka.
And actually, you know, you might remember Soap.
Of course.
Right?
Mary Hartman, spinoff.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of how she smells or
no,
something.
No.
Well, excuse me.
Stay in the shower.
I'm on the other side.
Flipper ducks or brown and black duck.
Yeah. It's a little warm in here, too.
Yeah, I know.
No, but you said you liked guys from our comedians that do, use ventriloquists or whatever.
Yes.
So one of my first impressions early on when I was a kid was of... Chuck and Bob, remember the puppet on the
yeah
because there was a girl on the bus one time and I was like, look at the shit on her. So I started doing him, and then I was talking to another comic who had the phone number of the guy does that. I left a message on his answering machine. I'm like, what the hell, you left me at the gig, you freaking moron.
Oh, great.
You're gonna come back and get me, check the case, you stupid ass. So,
that's great.
Oh, that's
the guy
sin.
called the other guy back and was like, what the fuck are you doing? You're scaring me to
that's
death.
That's a shame.
So there you go. So that's my way of torturing other comics.
Now, you just got back from Amsterdam.
Oh, yes.
What were you doing in Amsterdam? So, I hope performing.
Yeah, well, oh, crap, the camera's on. no. So, yeah, I did a couple of shows. I was also doing some stuff at a trade show, or I was doing some demos for people. And
what kind of trade show in Amsterdam?
No, it was actually broadcasting equipment stuff, mm-hmm. So it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like, mm-hmm. They don't have like a sex toy show in Amsterdam. I don't think they need it.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a crazy place. And years ago, I've been there, I don't know, I've probably been there about 10 times now. And I'm starting to get a little old, though, because, I went out drinking one night pretty heavy. I came home, and I remember waking up the next day, and it was sort of like a scene from The Hangover where I woke up, and I kind of looked around the room, and I was like, oh, well, I see a bottle of water. That was a good decision. Ooh, I see aspirin. That's a good decision. I don't see anybody else in here. That's a good decision. Walk past the mirror. I don't see any tattoos. That's a good decision. It's a fun city. And the thing about it is, people don't understand. There's a lot of culture there too.
Uh huh.
You know, not that I've ever seen any of it, but I'm just saying.
I don't think many people have.
Allegedly, there's a couple of museums. Anne Frank House is there. So,
That must have been fun.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a party.
Yeah. No, that's I mean, that's but that's history, and you know, something to see that they have the Van Gogh Museum. Everybody cuts their ear off on the way in. It's kind of cool. They gave us, you know, headphones to listen to, like, a tour. Not
right.
Like, seriously, two headphones.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's like, bad.
That's the first time we've heard that. That's crazy.
Well, if you don't mind, we were in the middle of reading the mail before you came in. So we're going to...
Yep.
And this next piece of mail is very interesting because I feel like it's kind of a personal shot. And why I find it interesting that you're here now is because for those who... Well, nobody would really know this, but Bobby actually tried to fix me up one time with an elderly gentleman. I think he was trying to convince me that he was a very young 65-year-old. he had his senior citizen pass.
He's changing his name.
Anyway, I don't even remember the dude's name. I'm sure he's not listening. Great. I don't even think he's on my Facebook page anymore.
His name is Charles Barkley.
But anyway, it took off. I actually think Charles is very funny. We probably would have gotten along fine. But this this young fella, anyway, he took forever, first of all, to friend me on Facebook and have any contact.
Look, when you're old, you don't know how to do it. You know?
I know. You don't know how to do it. That's why I don't know why you're bothering fixing me up with the man.
Complaint.
Of course he don't know how to do it.
I'm just trying to make fun of old people because they're easy to, because they don't hear.
You said, you prefaced the whole entire fix-up with, he's a little older, and I said, how much older? And it was
like a
senior
touchdowns.
Citizen. And not for nothing,
it's like
two
touchdowns older. That's like
no,
not that much.
Listen, you know, one like of the things that somebody once said to me is that, how did they put it? I'm too young and I'm too old. I forget what the saying was, but basically I'm older, I'm 46, but I don't want to date a younger dude, but I certainly don't want to date a 65-year-old either.
He was
old, okay? Whatever. How old was he?
I don't have his birth certificate with me.
Yeah, right.
I don't.
Well, I know 30-something-year-olds that look 50, so
okay.
So I had just met a dude I was actually referencing last week, and on Match, and it was going
you
really
mean the
well.
Guy that put your head
no,
in his lap?
No, that's another dude.
I was gonna say.
This was someone who I believe thought that I was going to be his side chick. Anyway, he and I thought it was going well. So I when he finally did contact me, I wrote your friend a nice email back, and I said I just started a because I can only handle, despite what people think, I only date one man at a time, or at least attempt to. When I can get a date, I haven't been late in ages, and it's making me nutty. I was actually fishing around looking for someone to sex the other night. You know, it really sucks when you can't even. For everybody I was trying to sex was either at work or too busy. Anyway, I'm going off the deep end. Anyway,
that's a big list.
So, actually, there's like three.
Okay.
And I hope they're not listening right now because they're probably, I thought I was the only one.
No,
are you
good.
Kidding me? I need a go-to sexter. If they're, you know, I
wow.
can't just. Anyway. So
Patrick
he was really
Patrick's
like, do you
want to
go?
He kicked
totally
me. He kicked me.
Opening.
He's like, get it.
I'll tell you who I'd like to sex, but we won't mention that, Patrick.
What?
You know who I'm talking
about.
Oh,
I know who you're talking about.
Hi-oh. Secret.
I have a little crush on that one, but no, I could be his mother. Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know, you kind of carried off there.
You were going to bark like a dog, bent over, I don't know.
But, yeah, so he wrote me back a kind of like an ignorant email just because I was being honest with him. So sometimes I'm like, God, you'd be honest. Anyway, let me get to this mail because this is, okay. He basically, this fella says, and this is somebody who also posted on his Facebook page in reference to something I said to him. I know you're used to getting your way. And again, that's the perception. Here's another one of this bullshit. No, this isn't.
No, with all due respect, this is a woman who's in a
wheelchair. We're going to talk about that when we talk booby talk.
But you're in a wing chair. We're sitting on buckets, and you have a
wheelchair. they're sitting on trash cans, people. I don't know if you're going to get to see this. But, hey, look, I did not decorate. I got to call in my gay best friend and get him to decorate this place. I did not decorate this place. I'm just glad we have air conditioning. Anyway, so... There's this perception that guys, you know, just like drop everything for me. And, you know, listen, if I had men paying for me and doing for me, my house would not be falling apart. You know, I would be wearing not a child's Phillies t-shirt, but some nice digs. Okay, so
there you go, men, cameraman.
If anything, there
now he's got the focus.
If anything,
not people are gonna be pausing that.
If drop a paperclip down. If anything, men assume that there are all these men doing things for me, so they treat me lousy because they don't want to be the man that gets duped for the, you know, like it's just
that's
why such
you
bullshit.
Kept the old dude, man, because he would have had time to fix up your house.
No, he was ignorant.
He would have taken
a
while.
Got nothing to do all day.
He probably couldn't even get it up. Anyway, so this gentleman says, "You seem to think most men." See, this is why I say this is directed at me. Now, this is a comedian.
But don't look at me. I didn't
okay.
write it.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. Like, I know you didn't write it, but I'm just, you know, this is kind of
is it in
odd.
Crayon? Because he might have written it.
Are the R's backwards? That's my giveaway. That's
you see.
Toys R Us, kid. We know that.
All right, let me read. Quiet. I'm getting the whip. Okay.
She's angry.
Good. You seem to think most men don't want to be involved with you because you are strong-willed, independent woman, and they are threatened by you. Why do strong, independent women feel the need to shout it out all the time and use it as an excuse as to why men don't want to be with them? First of all, he's where single. Do I get started? Of course he's single.
He's been so for a while.
And there were plenty of times that I've had discussions with this person. No, let me correct that. I've texted this person, not sexted them. And there were opportunities that this person had to actually meet me as friends. And who knows what would have developed. And again, he, because of his own insecurities, is the way I feel, never called me up. And I don't describe myself as a strong-willed woman. I am a pussycat at home. I am a big baby, okay? In my personal life, other people describe me. I've had men say to me, Michael Sean, last week he pointed out, a lot of times men are insecure. And I'm not man bashing because I love men. I love them as friends. I love them as lover, whatever. But
you love them as gay people.
Yeah, I love men. Men are awesome. Okay,
she likes it.
But the truth of the matter is many of them are insecure, and I've been told they see me as my dear friend who works with us on the show, Dr. Ivan. We have this conversation. He's my Jewish bubby in combat boots. We have this conversation all the time. You know, they perceive me as strong-willed, and a lot of times, you know, they're attracted to it initially, and then they feel there's a competition. So this is just bullshit, and, you know, here's what I think of this. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't this one. Here's what I think of this.
That's paper ripping at home.
Oh, you don't think you can hear that?
I think it's my resume.
I heard it.
Next. Okay. Anybody have any feedback on that? You don't have any?
What's a strong-willed? Yeah, I
would like to know who it is off the air because, you know, clearly we've already thrown a couple of my friends under the bus already.
A couple? Okay. Nobody has any feeling? Nobody can back me up on that?
Well,
have you ever been intimidated? Has anyone at the table ever been?
You're yelling at us.
The young one over there, Patrick.
What?
Have you ever been intimidated?
On your knees and genuflect in front of her.
Have you ever been intimidated by a strong-willed woman?
In the 5 years since you've been out of high school.
All right, everybody can't talk at once. Shh.
I wish I could cut.
Have you ever been attracted to a strong-willed woman and you let it go because you thought there'd be too much competition or you felt competition yourself or competitive yourself with her?
No, I dated one for like 4 months. And then I just totally, like, pussed out.
Why?
And just, no, it, like, literally just, I got, like, too clingy. This was before I was a wise man.
What do you mean you got too clingy?
I got too clingy. Like, I was too, like, hey, you're awesome. Let's just cuddle. Hey, let's
But
let's
did you like her? Were you
no, I did like her. No, we were dating and all. But it was, like, the thing was, like, I wanted to be boyfriend-girlfriend. I sound like a girl right now. I wanted the Facebook status. And
yeah, me too. I've been looking for that for 3 years.
I wanted that, and she was like, no, I'm not. You know, at the time, she'd gotten at it. You know, girl excuse right. number 473. So that was the thing. And then, like, literally after that, instead of giving her space, I moved closer, basically, and just kind of scared her away.
All right, well, that's kind of another subject. Bobby, I want to hear from you. You're a married man.
Yes.
How many people? Not the enthusiasm I mean, there.
It sounds like it.
I've been married for 20 years.
Is she a strong-willed woman?
Thank you. Thank you very much. We just separate. Oops. We just celebrate.
Do you want Bruce to do a prayer for you over there?
No. Yeah, you might have to now. I was going to say we celebrate our 20th.
Is she a strong willed woman?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You guess so? Well, she must not be if you guess so. Were you attracted to the fact that she was strong willed?
No, I was attracted to the fact that she had matching furniture in her townhouse.
Oh, so you're one of those.
No.
Okay.
No, not really. No, I don't, you know, I actually, I'll tell you what, it's funny. The night I met her, I met her because a friend of ours, I was supposed to go out with a girl, and the girl broke off the date. So I called a friend of mine and said, hey.
Stood up.
Exactly. So I said, do you want to go out? And she said, oh, well, I'm going out with my friend Janet. You know, can we? I said, well, I'll get a third ticket. We'll all go out. So as we're walking up the steps to my wife's house, my friend says, don't worry, you'll meet someone when you're not looking. And I said, when is that? Guys are always looking.
Yeah.
Right. I said, except for tonight, because I hate all women. And she opened the door, and I was thinking in my head, and I hate you too. Although you're kind of hot, so I didn't say it out loud, but it took a while.
There are a lot of stories where men and women hate each other initially. You know what? I'm looking at the time. We have to move on to, this actually we're going to segue into the booby talk because on my website, loisburak.com, okay, and you can find it on my Facebook page, there are pictures of me now showing nipple. So I guess now the site's going to crash, probably.
Your nipple?
Yes, it's my nipple.
It's one at a time, though, right? It's not like both at the same time.
No, there's a full shot of both at the same time.
Oh, really?
And apparently, what
I can't afford the internet to get the full internet. You're only getting
half a picture. But
library closed a while ago.
On loisburak.com, there are pictures of me, and you know, I've said before. Al Rosenberg is a mentor, and I called him up. I sent him one of the photos.
Why, does he show nipples?
And I said to him, no, I asked him advice, and I said, he's like, listen, he's like, it depends on how you feel. He's like, God knows, you know, when I worked with Stern, he dressed up like Elvis's mother, and, you know, then he received a call from his daughter, you know, what did you do? But, I mean, you know, and he gave me really good advice. And for me, the question to put those photos up there was not about that I felt ashamed. I mean, I'm 46 years old, and you know, and it's not for nothing. Even my father, if he were alive, he would not be. My mother was a stripper, for crying out loud. And I can remember my father being very proud of her, even at 38, and bragging to people, look at my wife, look at my wife. So, you know, these are memories that I have that I think are positive memories of a couple. But the decision to do that, you know, I was more concerned about other people's perceptions, and would it hurt me? Like, would I lose a job? You know, like I'm going up for a job to be Snow White, you know. Because earlier in the year, I posted a video when I went on this audition for the Zestra, and I posted a video about on YouTube how excited I was for this whole process, that even though I was going broke, I was really enjoying the process of the audition, and I felt great, and I felt alive. And I mentioned Zestra. But it was not because it was a sexual item. It was more about the fact, the controversy over that they couldn't get advertising time. And I referenced why it was really unique that I was, you know, I felt I was going to be chosen because I felt the audition went well, and I was. But anyway, so then I the same day I post that, I get an email from the Oprah people. Okay, they were doing something with Ken Pavese, who's a hairdresser who does a lot of the famous, you know, women, Jessica Simpson, Longoria. Anyway, so they wanted me, of all things, for a makeover, okay, if that's not insulting. And they saw a video of the big foofy hair, and they wanted to do a makeover, and they loved the whole story about me transitioning jobs. And lo and behold, I said to her, well, I just woken up. I said, listen, let me call you back. And they, oh, we have to know. Well, do you know anybody who owned a salon? Do you know anybody? Like, they needed to get this booked. And this producer, when I woke up and called her back and said, I'd love to be a part of it, because I came to my senses, oh, my God, this is Harpo. This is the Oprah Network. She then said, she wrote me back an email. I got your message. And let me ask you one question. Is this audition that you went on, was this for the essential arousal oil? And then when I answered back, yes, I didn't hear back from her.
No.
So, you know, personally, you know, that's probably why her network is tanking, because she's leaving it in the hands of, you know, idiot producers like this. So this
maybe
was
that
a concern.
Producer auditioned too, and she was jealous of
her. Oh, yeah, sure. But know. I mean, seriously, I mean, this was, you know, a decision that, little by, like the posters, when I did, I did posters for fundraising for a breast cancer fund, and you know, on my blog, that those posters are still the most popular link. And you know, and I received a lot of controversy from that. Even you know, even the woman who founded it, you know, basically politely told me to you know stop. You know, which is ridiculous because you know what's somebody going to see a picture of cleavage because it wasn't even full on breast; it was cleavage, and say, "Oh my God, that's cleavage! I'm not going to donate to the cure for cancer." Yeah, I mean, it's like ridiculous. So, you know, Al gave me great advice, and I decided to put them up there. So, you know, I don't know. Like, okay, I know it's fine. A difference between what, an R rating and an X rating or something. I don't know. Does anybody know what that is?
I was
is?
Just looking for them. I can't find them.
It would be in the photo section.
It wouldn't take it to X. It would bring it from either PG-13.
That would be R.
I posted side boobage on my Facebook page like a year ago, and it was like, oh my God, the world came to an end. I mean,
I did the same thing, and they flagged mine, too.
They flagged your side boobage? That's sad. I mean, real. I mean, so
that's what I don't understand. I mean, they can show a guy's nipples and stuff like that, but they can't show women.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we don't have the time to really get into this too much, but I wanted to mention this. I woke up the other night, and there's this dude on Match.com. Quite frankly, I'm not ashamed to say I want to get my money's worth out of Match.com, frankly. So I've been getting these winks, and obviously these dudes are not reading my profile because I say no winks, nothing without pictures, and they still wink. So I have this cut and paste message that I send out to them all, basically saying I don't have time to date, and I really don't. And if you're interested in me at all, you'd be interested in what I'm doing, and that being the radio show. And I send them a link to the radio show. I know, Randy, you appreciated that. So I want to make sure everybody knows I'm out there marketing the anyway. So
wrong with being
this
broadcast
dude.
Whore.
So I am definitely a broadcaster. So the what do you call it? The dude friends me on Facebook. One dude, and then I wake up in the middle of the night because I'm not showing him enough attention, I guess. And he posts on this long thing on Facebook with like his headshot at the bottom of it. And now you all read it. Do you want to give me some input on it? I mean,
can I say his name? Is that
don't say his name? But just tell me, tell the audience, tell the listeners what.
It's the fakest.
Just tell the listeners what he said, and I will rebut.
You're an intelligent, smart, and sassy woman. You offer a lot of photos, but you get the typical stupid, horny men who talk to you or comp. ..
First of all, I love horny men. What is wrong with horny men?
They're horny.
That's called normal.
Yeah.
Right.
They're men.
I mean, like, he's not... I should look up his profile and see, did he wink at me first? Because if he winked, he obviously didn't read the profile. So he was looking at pictures. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's such a freaking hypocrite. What were some of the other things?
This is my favorite angle. He takes the angle like, I told you I was a challenge. And I always tell the truth.
I didn't even read that.
No, he came at you. How does it feel?
He's a challenge?
How does it feel to meet your match?
Yeah, he's like a
what?
How does it feel?
Why did I miss all that?
Has any man had the courage to ever stand up to you?
All the time. Like, they're always standing up to me because for some reason men think I'm argumentative.
Or do they all just whimper and do as you please?
No, I'm not at all.
Because you're attractive with great boobs, huh?
First of all, let me just cut you off right there because that is very insulting. First of all, if he's not a challenge, he's an idiot. Because if he read anything about me on LoisBjork.com and do read, not just look at the pictures, then he would also know that my mother took her clothes off for a living. So basically, with that, there's a few items in that little post because he posted twice on my Facebook page. If you all scroll down, you'll see it. He is insulting my mother. So, and only I'm allowed to do that. So, you know what? Go fuck yourself, Mr. Match, because you're not my match. I think that's why you're upset, because I didn't show you enough attention. You're putting your fingers up. You giving me the peace sign, or are you telling me there's...
I'm going to say for time.
Oh, okay. How many more minutes do we have till next commercial break, or...?
Yeah, a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Just let you know to...
You want to hear how he ends this?
Well... No, you know what? Enough of him. Yeah, you get the point. I wanted everybody to know that I'm not ashamed of my titties, and they're out there for everybody to see. I am 46 years old. I mean, I wouldn't have probably done it when I was younger, but there are plenty of women and actresses. What are you laughing at?
I told you, the last line of his email is hilarious.
Go ahead. Hurry up. Quickly.
Just the last line. Just cut down on your daily boob photography and keep that...
for your private life.
I hell no!
I'm done! Yeah. And your man.
I know how he liked to say... Wait a minute. Did he say that I was trying to get attention?
Yeah!
I'm in the broadcasting industry. I gotta do... Hey, honey, before I hit the wall, I gotta do everything I can.
Exactly.
And also, not for anything. This is about empowering women. Because like I pointed out last week, I didn't get to go into it, and I probably won't be able to get to go into it. I am tired of men in my life that have held things against me, okay? And this is like, this is a perfect example. He's going to teach me and tell me what I should do. I mean, get the hell out. I mean, I'm not even going to go into the whole empowerment of women right now because it's too long to go into. And I know people are like, how the hell are you empowering women by showing your tits? But I'll get to that eventually. And again, if you want to read my blogs and all that, you can find out all that on your own. But because we're going to have to break for a commercial. And we still have to read the news. And we still have to do Confess Your Fetish. But I don't know.
And we might even open the phone lines.
Oh, do you know what? I always forget to take phones.
We could do the phone lines for a little bit.
What's going on?
What? Who the fuck is that?
Sorry, I didn't know. Is this open?
Get the fuck out of here!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Sorry, it's like...
Who the hell is that? That's Ozzy Osbourne just walked in? What is it? How did he wander in here? Where does he think he is?
I told you I should lock the door.
It's like the lady is screaming about her tits, and I thought, all right, I'll come see that. If she's going to show him, I'm
here
to see.
Hey, Ozzy, have a seat. Pull up a trash can.
Yes, it's like very, very classy in here. I'll tell you, it's great.
Oh, well, this is really exciting. Okay. I've never met a celebrity this big.
Well, thank you for staying at my place.
How's he doing material?
That's like unbelievable that you could see it from there.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but we have to go to a commercial. Ozzy, you sticking around? This is really cool.
Yeah, why not? It's fine. If I get to see your tits, it'd be great.
Well, you can log on to loisburek.com. On that note, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back with Confess Your Fetish with Ozzy Osbourne. This is a big deal. Well, I'm really excited.
Have you been injured at work and you just don't know what to do? You're stuck in bed, flat on your back? You need special attention that a large firm just can't give you. You need to call the law offices of Christopher J. Freelich at 610-693-5520. Home and hospital visits are available if you're in the Western Berks County area. Get the compensation you deserve. No fee until you win. For workman's compensation claims or unemployment compensation claims, call the law offices of Christopher J. Freelich at 610-693-5520.
Zone, Northern Liberties, that house, all the hipsters, Center City, white collar.
and dope, it ain't hard to tell. L is for love that the city project. The other L's for the love we hold for music. Y's for the youth, yo, the future's ours. The city breeds stars, we nice with ours. Drum, bass, or guitar, open mics at bars. Taking lines in the stars, streets, I've seen it all. But wouldn't change nothing, Philly's where I belong. Got crazy fans that fight in the stands. Out of towners get scared when they make a wrong turn. Cause one street is nice, a block over's the worst. It's just like that, get used to it, cuz. Welcome to Philadelphia, the city of.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Lolo Zone.
Welcome back. We are really excited. First of all, I want to say that our band of the week is Koof Knots, and that was Philadelphia. They are awesome. I really like them a lot. I'm going to download. They're available on iTunes, I assume?
He's on iTunes, yeah. He's actually a good friend of mine. I've met him a couple times.
Nice.
Really cool guy.
I really like that.
He's doing a lot of stuff with other big artists also. He's cool. Done stuff with Bruce.
Nice.
I'm an even bigger fan now.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, guess what? People, I cannot believe it, but yeah. Frickin' Ozzy Osbourne walks in. That's insane. Ozzy, what the hell are you doing in Philadelphia?
This is Philadelphia.
Oh, Christ, he doesn't even know where he's at.
Oh, unbelievable. I got off the bus at the road. I don't know what fucking happened. I was drunk last night. I got on this bus. I thought it was our tour bus. It turns out it's a fucking Greyhound. I don't know where I am.
So you just wander into Volta Radio Studios, and here you are. This is exciting to have you on the Lolo Show.
Oh, you know, this is unbelievable. I got to tell you, that's a great rock you got there. That's nice.
Oh, thank you. Unfortunately, I don't really know much about your music. I've never really been a big Ozzy fan, but of course I've watched the show. Oh, and I love Sharon. I loved Sharon on Celebrity Apprentice. I mean, how did you feel? Did you watch her on the show, or you couldn't be bothered?
We don't get that TV show at our home.
Oh.
That's too bad. I see her on that other show.
She's one of the Yentas.
She's on the America's Got Talent thing.
Oh, right? That one. Oh, yeah. I meant the daytime show. Didn't she? I think she's. I know.
She's got
Sharon's on the phone. Oh. No shit.
Okay. Sharon just called
she
in.
She tracked you down.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Sharon? Sharon?
I can't believe it. He's in there with another woman again, isn't he?
Oh, God. I'm the only one.
Movie, every single time I leave you alone, you find some woman someplace, and you're never home. It's horrible. And I've got limited internet, so I can't be on the phone all the time because I'm at the library. This is horrible.
Oh,
you're horrible. I don't even know why I'm married to you. You can't even get an erection anymore.
Oh,
Fozzie.
Hello, ooh. Sharon.
But you go after all these women. Now you're going after Jews. And you've got no erection at all. I'm sitting here in a peach bath, peaches all over me, waiting for my husband to come home to LA to fuck me. And what are you doing? You're in Philadelphia with some other broad.
Ozzy, what do you have? Ozzy, what do you have to say?
Well, I think you understand why I took the bus to Philadelphia.
I can't hear him, but it doesn't matter. No one can understand him anyway.
That's why they have subtitles.
Fucking bloody
awful
is what it is. Yeah. Horrible, Ozzy.
All right, apparently I'm going to have to referee.
If it wasn't for your fortune and your name, I wouldn't be this rich, so I forgive you again this time.
All right, thank you. You
all I do is take your money and make something of myself.
I think I'm going to have to referee between Ozzy
shut up,
and Sharon.
You're trying to get my
now, Sharon.
My money too.
Look, Sharon, I'm looking to hire you because anybody that can turn your daughter into a fashionista critic, you know, could definitely.
She's that big. Nobody's seen Kelly in a while. She's gained all the weight back.
She took
it from my surgery and put it on the body again.
I'm telling you, that bloody voice will make anybody soft.
Me up anyway, it's no one else who doesn't want me. My fucking vagina drops out of my body every fucking day.
I think we're gonna have to say goodnight, Sharon.
You slut. Take my husband. You fucking slut.
We've gotta get to the news.
Slut, slut, slut.
Bye.
Get your vibrator someplace else, bitch.
Bye, Sharon.
She's gonna vent right.
Ozzy, what are you walking into when you go home, buddy?
I'm not going home. Probably dog shit.
I think I'm going to have to go stay somewhere else.
Well, Ozzy, I guess you got to leave. You got
to catch a greyhound.
Yeah.
I got to go find the bus station again.
Thank you for stopping in. This is great.
Lolo. All right, sorry.
Yeah. It means masturbation in Armenia.
Those tits are actually high. I don't know.
Thank you, Victoria's Secret.
Oh, well, no.
Have you seen on loisburak.com? I'm showing it.
Yeah, the secret's out. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, the secret's out. All right, well, everyone say goodbye to Ozzy. Bye. Woo. Okay, we are. Oh, you might want. Oh, okay. Keep that door open and hit him in the ass, but keep that open because it's hot in here.
Yeah.
No, I know Ozzy left, obviously. So anyway, so let's. We were talking to Bobby really before honest. We left about what we were about to read the news. I was finished with the mail. We have to get on to the news because this is. And then we have Confessio Fetish, which is really. We're really excited about this because we actually have two emails. So we're going to the news.
And now it's time for. Weird News.
Hit it, Randy.
All right. Little Rock, Arkansas. Police have received two complaints in the past weeks about a man who seems desperate to suck women's toes.
Nice.
Whether they want him to or not.
Oh.
Last Saturday, Ruth Harris, an 83-year-old Conway woman, told police that she was sitting in a chair in front of her apartment. A man approached her and said he liked her feet.
An 83-year-old? Not
He liked her feet.
Oh, God.
Wonder if she had corns.
According to a police report, the man took off one of her shoes and began sucking her toe.
Without permission?
Oh, wow.
83-year-old Ruth Conway.
Say it again. 83-year-old
Ruth Harris. What do you think about that, Patrick?
She must have had nice feet.
Oh, my God. That's... there's no such thing as nice feet.
Well,
maybe right out of the shower.
Patrick,
okay.
do you know the backstory of me?
Apparently not regarding a foot fetish.
Okay, I have up on CD Baby on iTunes. I have my foot diaries, my foot fetish diaries.
Okay,
I had a brief relationship with someone who dabbled in foot fetish, and so obviously.
It's happening.
But seriously, toe sucking.
83-year-old.
But wait a minute. Seriously. Yeah, toe sucking, part. This is very important for women to know this, because I know some probably would be skeeved by it.
Yeah.
But I, when I was engaged in the toe sucking experience, it, I don't know how else to put it.
One way to word it.
To me, it felt like I equated it to oral sex, being licked on the vajayjay. I mean, honestly, maybe I have a little bit of a vivid imagination, but it's actually quite pleasant.
Okay.
So, you know, have you ever sucked a toe?
I have not.
Has anyone ever sucked your toe?
No.
And would you like me to? No, I don't have
I
the
had
foot.
That once.
Do you like
that
it?
That was dope. That was dope.
See?
Oh, you ran. Tell
I didn't. I got. All, I forgot about that. I'm with
there. You go.
No, I wouldn't do it though. I wouldn't. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. I've done it. Maybe.
But how did it feel? Did it? Could
no,
you,
I've had it done, and it was.
Doesn't
dope.
It feel
it
great?
Dope.
Yeah. To yeah. me, it was like getting my pussy licked.
Nah.
Really? Give me your Bobby, foot.
Is that what it felt like?
No.
Is that
how no, it was like that. I in my head, my imagination. Look, I wasn't getting dick, so it was the closest thing with me and my vibrator. So, you know, that's. But doesn't he cut
Maybe
off
he should
her feet?
Invent something.
No, he
he cuts off her food.
Yeah, I mean, this dude's a little sick. Yeah.
A little.
At the end, I think he asked somebody if it, what
he,
was it?
He asks a woman in the Target parking lot that he says that she's a massage therapist and she has beautiful feet, and then asks if she would mind to have them amputated as he shows her pictures of legless women.
Okay, that's a little weird.
See,
that's
where this fetish stuff goes wrong. It's like, it's
that's where it goes wrong.
That's the alternate version of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be in the feet, but then you're only in the feet.
Well, the dude that I dated on Match, I said that I think wanted me to be his side chick. I liked because he liked women's shoes. I don't mean he liked to wear them, but that was I was really excited by that because you know me, I love my shoes. I love high heels, and I'm always in high heels unless I'm at the gym. But that was you know. You all like women's shoes? You like a nice foot? No.
No,
you don't like a nice foot?
What?
Women's you don't like a sexy shoe?
No. I don't
really?
Care. I do not give a damn what you have on your
No,
feet.
I love a sexy, especially to
yeah.
do
you
it.
You know what I'm into? You know what I'm into?
Fucking with high heels, bullshit. Like come fuck me pumps, is nothing better than that.
I like socks on your feet, because that's what
Bobby's
I grew up on.
Bobby's awfully quiet over there.
Bobby, chime in.
I'm afraid that Randy's going to talk about what he's into.
oh, he did that last week. No. Okay, do you have another news story?
Yeah, we'll go to New York for this one.
New York.
Alicia Smith, 36, has been working as a prosecutor by day and as a paid performer for fetish events in her free time.
Nice.
On August 5th, Smith sent out a post via Twitter in which she shared her experience trying to find the best price for a fetish product, the New York Post reports. The New York Post inquired The New York Post inquired about the word she was leading as a double life as an S&M dominatrix.
So she admitted it?
She basically sent out a tweet. And the Post latched onto it like, ooh, we recognize
good for
your
her.
Name.
No, you know what? I give her props. Here's the thing, because the I know people, but that's good. I give her props. Dimed her out. She dimed out herself. I give her props because, honestly, I know people. I know a couple who, I believe the female is a teacher, and they dabble in fetish, and they make money off of it on the side. And everything's got to be hush-hush. And then I also know a Philadelphia radio broadcaster who he and his wife dabble in it. So, and it's hush-hush. So this is where I say empower women. Like, hey, if that, times are hard. Well, you know, money's hard. You got to, you know, I give her props. I don't know. How do you
know
feel?
We know a New York football coach who likes feet.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, who can what did she do with her fetish? Did she say she dominatrix? Well, what was her story?
She was a dominatrix, I guess, and the executive order from the Attorney General office, where she got into real trouble, stipulates that employees must obtain prior approval before engaging in any outside pursuit from which more than $1,000 bill received or is anticipated to be received.
So they got her on that, which is really what they didn't like, the fact that it was a sex-related...
Here's the deal. I don't know if a lot of people know this about like S&M and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's people in power positions that go to the dominatrix.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
Chances are, if she's working in a prosecutor's office, she might be running into some of these dudes coming to get beat.
Right.
That's what's probably going on.
That's where she should have got her permission from those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what probably happened. I think she you know, somebody probably went to her and they tipped the post off and then there you went. She went
down. I just got a message on my phone from Match.com. His email says, "Oh, baby, let's meet Ronnie." Now you all know why I don't date. But no, I give her props. I mean, I think
he's smooth. Was that Ronnie?
Yeah,
stealing that from Ronnie. Ooh, baby.
But that's a perfect story because we have 15 minutes left and we have Confess Y'all Fetish, which is a bit that we introduced last week where I was hoping that somebody would help me or allow me to help them transition their fetish, to introduce their fetish to their significant other. But of course, we're probably not going to get that. But I have two fetish letters in our mailbox that we received. So,
yeah, baby, here we go.
Confess your fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby, here we go.
We're probably only going to have time for one, but I'm picking out, I think, the most interesting. One of them is about a hand gag fetish, most fetishes are. I mean, I know Randy.
I love watching the three of us go, ooh.
Randy, last week you described a fetish as an enhancer. I think it's more or less like an obsession because you can have a shoe fetish, but, all had our various opinions.
This one
sounds
like a crime.
This one, yeah.
I'm going to bound you.
Well, a lot of fetishes, I mean, they all relate. They go back to the dominatrix thing, I think, mostly. No,
power,
I mean,
power.
Yeah, power. It's all about power. Okay. My fetish is this. When having sex with my partner, I get turned on thinking he's having sex with someone else other than me. I would never have a threesome, but it's a weird fetish of mine. Now, I would love to get to tell his partner,
Is this the guy? I think most men, this is obviously
a male. I think a lot of men, you've been married 20 some years, right? Or 20
yes.
years? Or
20
do
years.
You think of another female when you're having
sex? I'm not saying my wife.
You're going to admit that.
No, you think about other women when you're masturbating, not when you're actually having sex with somebody.
Really?
Then you run the risk of yelling out the wrong name if you think while you're doing it.
Right.
See, this intrigues me, though, because it could be that it doesn't necessarily mean that he's not attracted to his partner. It could just mean that that's like just fantasy play, like when women dress up in like with wigs and do. Yes.
Did you say he's not attracted to his partner?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Wait a minute, I don't know. I didn't catch that. Wait a minute. My fetish is this: when having sex with my partner, I get turned on thinking he's. Oh, okay.
So it is a gay guy.
So it's a gay guy.
No, it's
a gay guy or a girl.
It's a chick. It's a chick into
It could just mean he's role playing. No,
sure.
Read that one more time.
My fetish is this: when having sex with my partner, I get turned on thinking he's having sex with someone else other than me. I would never have a threesome, but it's a weird fetish of mine. So that doesn't necessarily tell whether
that
it's
that sounds a woman. Like a woman. If it's a gay man, they've had threesomes. I'm just going to say that. Yeah.
Well, now that's
I'm stereotyping. Go for it.
Anytime I hear partner, though, I always think that it's a woman.
Well, I used to use that reference because my partner and I, a male, we were together for 10 years. We wore commitment bands, but I got tired of saying fiance after 10 years, so that's not necessary. Yeah. I didn't care if anybody thought I was gay.
You shouldn't have to say fiance for 10 years.
Right. I didn't want to be married, so people, what are you wearing wedding bands for? Because it's a commitment band, and quite frankly, I didn't want to be married. So, there's nothing wrong with
that.
Not. All right, well, guess what? We do have, a little bit of time, so let me read the other one. Okay. I have a hand gag fetish. I love, capitalized, when a girl shuts me up by putting their hand over my mouth during sex or just to keep me quiet. Maybe this is a joke. I don't know. It's a huge turn on. Has been all my life. You have an awesome hand. You have awesome hands. Is he referring to me?
Yes.
I would love for you to shut me up.
I wonder if he's just into bigger hands.
Luckily, I don't have big
hands. No, I'm not saying that you do.
Luckily, I have a big mouth, so girls are always looking to hush me. Yup, that's about it. Let me know if I can come on your show and be shut up by you.
Oh, see. That's just
so he's just trying to get on the radio.
Yeah, there's another letter I sent you.
Look, don't.
Okay. I think he's serious about
don't
that.
Stuff my inbox. Will
that,
you?
That's pretty specific.
That's what she said.
I thought you haven't specific. Had that done in a while.
Hand, a hand gag fetish. I've never heard of it.
No, yeah, that's.
I've never. Yeah.
Heard of that. That's yeah, I've never.
No,
heard
I think
that.
It's a real fetish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
probably.
I think it's made up.
It was Dr. Oprah's time who first said that the first time you want to do is you want to stuff Lolo's inbox, and then afterwards you want to take the hand and put it right over the mouth.
Nothing makes you softer than listening to Dr. Ruth.
Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
she?
Really?
Does she still do a show?
Yes, she does.
What, yeah. What show have you seen her on lately? For those, this is our cameraman, TG, who's speaking up here. What show have you seen her on lately?
I think I've seen her on either on Conan or Jay Leno.
Conan or Jay recently?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How's she looking? She hit the wall yet?
She still
looks
the same.
She's still the same?
When the doctor is looking good.
Aw, she's a cutie.
I am 83 years old.
Well, I bet you the toe sucker like probably would like her.
You know what the grossest thing about that toe sucker? It's an 83-year-old woman. Her toenails are the cover of that color that wicker chair you're sitting on.
That's, you know what? You're probably right. I know because, I gave a mean pedicure. That I was never a hairdresser. I was a nail technician, and I do give a... And you're right.
Yeah.
The old, yeah. It's very difficult. I mean, maybe if you keep them up, but usually they do.
At 83, you ain't keeping nothing up.
You considered yourself a nail technician, not a nail stylist?
No. How can you be a nail stylist?
Don't
that
be
just
stupid.
Sounds cool.
No, nail technician sound, it's
heavy machinery.
It gives it some credibility.
But Asian women can't say technician.
Hey.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there because I have certain feelings about that could be confused for racism, and it's not at all.
Oh.
Hey, I got bananas. Anybody want a banana? Would you like to see me
that
suck on a banana?
That reminds me of Amsterdam, but I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I bet.
Kind of show did you see?
I'll tell you.
All right.
No, I was going to say that I was a massage therapist, and I specialized in reflexology.
Yeah.
And a lot of the older women came in to get the treatment, and it was just horrible.
Now, you're just telling me this now, and I love foot rubs. You mean to tell me I could have had my foot up in your lap the entire time?
You know.
Well, it's a charge. There's a fee, slight fee involved here.
Fuck.
Did you consider yourself a massage
Can we barter?
Stylist?
Or a massage stylist?
Good point, Bobby.
We didn't close the show, but we're not doing no happy endings. So.
Yeah, it's not that kind of show. But actually, here I go again. We did have a third. I think it was something about a woman. What the hell was it? Let me think now. Give me a moment. It was he liked giving oral sex, but that's not really a fetish. But he liked it a little bit.
He
aggressive. Yeah, right? Aggressive oral sex.
Oh, aggressive. Oh,
unless he's wearing a clown costume, it's not a fetish.
That's not. Right? You know somebody that does that?
Wears clown? No, I don't know.
That was a great joke, but I'm not telling it.
Go ahead, tell it.
Go for it.
Go for it. Come on.
It's not my joke. It's a friend of mine.
So what?
Give credit. That's fine.
He said he knows he's still young at heart. If he can still tell this joke and laugh, and they say, "What is the worst part about being a pedophile? Getting the blood off the clown suit."
Oh,
not my joke.
You know what?
But I'll tell you another one. Another good thing about a pedophile is that they always slow down in a school zone. So.
Where are you going to be next? You have a gig in October, I believe, Bobby.
Yeah, but the Millstone Elks Club, and I just started rehearsal for a play. I'm going to be in Voorhees, New Jersey. It's the Modern Nutcracker. So live your dreams, a modern nutcracker. It's kind of cool. This guy wrote music, and it's a musical now instead of just a ballet where people nod. So I play the crazy uncle. I don't know how I got cast.
See, I don't know the story.
Well, it's
isn't that sad? I don't know the full story of the Nutcracker.
Well, it's a ballet. It doesn't have any words. This one does.
Well, there's still a story, no?
Well, yeah. The girl, Clara, gets a nutcracker and it breaks, and then she goes into a dream sequence.
Oh, right. That's right. I think I do remember seeing that.
And then we all do bomb
that.
Hits. Oh, no, that's this
I was
version.
About to say. Is this the Nutcracker in Adventures of Amsterdam?
So, Patrick, I can't see you. There's a big speaker covering your face. But, since you're the youngest here, as we've already established.
Right. The baby.
By a couple of touchdowns.
Do you prefer shaved?
Oh, my.
Or do you prefer old school?
Oh, oh, like, God, like 70s, like, afro down there, you're talking? Is that what we're talking about?
Like your hair?
Yeah. The hair on my head, clarify, or sometimes in my ass if I haven't waxed. But that's another story, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, whip my hair back. I could say, whip my tail back and forth. Whip my tail back and forth.
It's like a horse mane.
I'm sorry. I know that's not a nice picture I just painted for y'all, but go ahead.
I would say, you know what, though? Kind of like in between. You know what I mean? Like, just enough landing so trip. You know they're old enough. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Old. Oh,
like, you, let me you know like your age.
You like them long, so you like them young, but you need
I'll
that confidence
whatever
to know
I can
they
get.
Are of age. Stop
yeah, I don't, down. I don't get the whole shave thing. Quite frankly, that's not a turn on. Anyone, is that a turn on for anyone here?
Oh, yeah.
Jesse, the duck dude.
Love it.
Really? Oh, see, yeah. That's a little creepy for me.
What? What? You want people to suck on your toes, but shaving down there?
Yeah. Well, because it reminds me of a little girl.
No, that's weird. That makes it seem weird. Well, I mean, that's I do the same.
Think
I mean,
about all I know is when I was younger and I was masturbating, very young, as we've established, I wanted to grow pubes in the worst way. I used to, when I would bathe, I would take a wash rag and pretend that that was pubes and that would turn me on.
Hmm. Well, you can ruin fun anything.
And I'm straight. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I was very young.
I thought Dr. Ruth would make it soft. That was horrible.
Why? Why? Because I wanted to have pubes when I was young?
And then keep talking like that. It's terrible.
Yeah. Picture in the washcloth. And
yeah, that's... Yeah.
It got way too wrong. Clinical.
A lot of area.
Got really clinical.
You were,
and you're young.
Eight.
And you're young.
Okay.
And you're young.
Yeah, that's... So that's yeah, that's like, kind of
you don't
want
to think about that.
That's all right.
I know, we don't equate that with the
but
shaved.
But go to LoisBurg.com.
Yeah, go, there's nipples. Yeah, there's definitely yeah. Nipple on LoisBurg.com. And it's I'm not ashamed to say it. No. How do you all feel about your co-host here showing nip?
Oh, I don't care.
Now, give me a serious answer. Don't, you know, no kidding around. Jazzy?
I think it's great that you're showing nip.
Okay.
I don't see anything.
Have you seen the pictures?
The only nip I've seen was in the original picture of the Lolo show, the poster that you made for us. And if you zoom in really
oh,
big on
yeah,
that,
the white.
You can see.
See, I did yeah. A gradual. I little by little, I was showing more. So, I yeah. Mean, what you don't look, if you see them, you won't look at me any differently?
Oh, no.
Good. Why? Good. Okay.
I have been wondering, though, are they real?
And Randy?
No, I said, are they real?
Oh.
They're real expensive.
Honestly, to be honest with you, when I was younger, this is a long story, I'll make it short. When I was younger, I started growing breasts at 9, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was at 36B when I was 11 years old, okay? And then when I
was
13,
I
was a 36 double C.
Oh.
And I went through puberty at around 11, and I started gaining and losing weight, and I was in half sizes. And by the time I think I turned 30, my breasts, there was a lot of damage done to my breasts. So I had reconstructive surgery.
Again, she's really
helps.
Taking the okay. Fun out of this.
Yeah,
so
right?
It was his question.
I'm trying to get all excited.
So, no, and I tell that story
car
because
accident.
It's not a, I'm
was
not ashamed.
I was out the shop. Yeah.
No, but it's not a shame. I tell that story simply because
yes.
I did not try to get my breasts larger by any means. Right. I mean, it was like a woman, the way they describe when a woman has a baby. And, you know, and I remember getting fitted for a dress for a wedding, and it was, I mean, we were pushing and pulling and everything, but it was not a fun experience. And I, you know, and I had a lot of girlfriends around, what are you doing that for? I'm like, because, you know, it makes me feel better, you know.
That's
so if that
like
answers
right
your question.
That's
so
like. And because you knew that eventually you were going to have a radio show where you needed to show nipple and you wanted to wear that
no either
show.
Way no, I would have still showed if I got old enough. But anyway, we are coming to the end of our show.
We are wrapping it.
Yeah. Aww. So I wanted to thank everybody. I want to thank our guests, Bobby, and of course Patrick.
Thank you.
And again, thank obviously Randy and Jesse, of course.
And that was
and
awesome.
Doc
that,
Ivan.
That was awesome that we had Ozzy stop by.
Oh, yeah, that's
Sharon
right. I forgot Colin. Ozzy. That's right.
We didn't
I
get
forgot.
Pictures of Ozzy.
No.
We didn't get one fucking picture with him.
Well, wait, we have him on camera.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get him on camera. What the fuck? You're fired.
Just on your cleavage.
No. Actually, he crept up behind me and told me that
Don't shoot me. Oh, okay.
I don't blame him. Did you hear his wife, for crying out loud?
She's true.
Right?
Well, on that note, again, I'm going to say goodnight. And again, this show is a tribute to my late father. And who gave me the balls to do this but the king of all media, Mr. Howard Stern. I want to thank Little Mikey again. Go to Little Mikey SP on Twitter. And bye-bye, Daddy's Radio people.
All right, and today's show, we had Patrick Bean and Bobby Z. You can see Patrick Bean on the Pig Roast with Otto and George, and you can follow him on Facebook. Bobby Z will be performing October 5th at the Millstone Elks Club in New Jersey. You can also follow him on Facebook. Koof Knotts will be performing at The Fire in Philadelphia September 24th, and at the Stir Fry Music Revival Festival, September 30th to October 1st. You can find out more about him at koofknotts.com. For great graphics, go to drivan.com. As for the cast of the show, you can follow us, Jesse Reuser, Randy Tong, and Lois Burak on Facebook. Also follow Lois on Twitter at Southern Jew. And please be sure to like The Lolo Show on Facebook. Good night.